Okay. Are you ready?
30 seconds.
Okay.
Hey, by the way, have you ever done some interviews?
Interviews with what?
In relation to the Elias material?
No.
Like radio or television or stuff like that?
No.
No?
Not yet.
Not yet? Okay. All right, well, I'm ready when you are.
Okie dokie. Then I will talk to you after.
We're recording?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okie doke. Good day.
Hello, Elias. Are you as always?
Quite so.
Wouldn't expect anything else.
And yourself?
Oh, I'm fine. I just had a long chat with Mary, and that pretty much took care of the nervousness that was there, so feeling more comfortable now.
Very well.
Yeah, so last September I had my first session, and I had an interesting experience right after that session. I was dreaming one night, and I was dreaming of this second session. I'm having a second session with yourself, and I was working at my computer while having the session with you. I was typing questions or stuff like that, or writing things down. And you were talking, and I thought to myself in the dream, wow, like, why don't I go get those answers myself? And when I said that, there was a voice that said, that's because you never give me enough space, and there was a big rush of energy that lifted me up. And I interpreted this to be my inner self or essence speaking.
I would agree.
Yeah, it was very powerful energy. And I really enjoyed the dream. There was something in that dream also. I think that what sparked the question. I was trying to get information about Akhenaten or communicating with him energetically. And it's at that point that I thought, well, why would I need Elias to give me those answers like that? Why don't I go get them myself? But that's all right. I still like talking to you. So,
and eventually,
to that experience, that my essence saying you never give me enough space, I'm not entirely sure how that can be manifested in everyday life. I mean, I have some ideas, but do you have anything to say about that?
In actuality, my friend, it is quite simple. It is merely a matter of genuinely listening to yourself, listening to your impressions, listening to your intuition, paying attention to what you are doing, paying attention to what energy you are generating, and being present. The more present you are, the more open you are to your own communications, and the more frequently you offer them to yourself. When you are not being present, you are not paying attention to all of the messages that you offer to yourself, and you do not necessarily notice them. there are communications occurring continuously within your everyday experiences, but many times you are not noticing many of the communications that you are expressing to yourself.
And that's a good way to get overwhelmed, too, by not paying attention to those communications.
Yes, I would agree.
Yeah. Also, I noticed, like, at the first session that we had, the time just around that session, and when I had a session scheduled in December and then and got put back to today. Around that time also, and this time also, I've noticed that I'm using these sessions sort of like a framework to become more aware of subjective data. I feel my energy is changing around the days of the sessions. It's like a springboard.
Yes, I am understanding, and this is not unusual.
Yeah, right?
Many individuals generate these types of experiences in relation to our conversations.
Okay, so let's see.
Let me also express to you, my friend, that communications that you offer to yourself come in many forms. And when you are engaging conversation with myself, you are also offering yourself information that you already possess. I am merely expressing it for you, to you.
Yeah.
But you have generated the draw. You have created that avenue in which you will offer yourself information.
I understand. That's good. See, Elias, I've noticed this has happened for a few years, and it goes in waves, and I've noticed that sometimes when I'm walking in the city, in the street, street lights will close as I'm passing just around them. And I started wondering if there is any association with your energy in this.
Actually, it is your energy.
Uh-huh.
Let me express to you.
So I'm not just... Well, I know what you're going to say, but these are not just coincidences.
No, they are not coincidences. And these are examples of how strong and how powerful your energy is, and how it actually physically radiates outward from you and can be affecting of different elements within your environment. Individuals generate outwardly an electric energy, and dependent upon the strength of the energy that is being radiated outwardly from an individual, electrical systems are very susceptible to being affected by the energy of an individual.
I'm pretty much enjoying it. It's fun to notice when it's happening. it's a good teaching situation. Before we get into more in-depth questions, I have a few questions for friends. I have this friend, Darlene, and in September 2004, she wants to know what exactly happened when she had neurological medical tests done that caused much damage to her body in her assessment, or what did she already have that got worse from the test. She still feels debilitated by that to this day. So she wants to know what happened and what does she need to do to improve or get over this or fix this.
And what was the situation?
Well, what I know of is that she had neurological medical tests done in that time framework, and that caused damage to her body.
For what reason?
I'm sorry?
For what reason?
That she had the tests done?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I don't have much details about it. I don't know what sparked, what got her to get the test in the first place. I know she had some problem with thyroid gland, but I'm not sure if this is related or not to this situation.
And what is the physical affectingness now?
Even that, I don't have the details.
One moment.
Okay, thank you.
I will offer a brief response. And I will express to you that you can extend my invitation to this individual to be engaging conversation herself for it may be more comfortable for her.
To get the information directly.
Yes. I will express that there have been issues and shrines that have been created in association with her perception of herself and her body consciousness and issues that are ongoing in association with questioning her involvement in this reality. And that is a significant factor in the physical manifestation and in the increase of the physical manifestation. A lack of understanding of her position in this reality, which creates an association of questioning her participation in this physical reality.
Thank you. I will have her here at this session, and she will get your invitation directly.
Very well.
Thank you. Okay, so I want to dive into the topic of what's next for me. We talked about it briefly last time. You gave me an assignment with imagination, which I've done some, but not that much. First thing I want to talk about in relation to this is, you know, it seems to me that I'm much more comfortable and interested in states of being instead of accomplishing specific actions, like in a job, you know, like probably related to aligning with Mirume. You know, is my being more comfortable with state of being instead of actions, is this related to the transition from essence to focus not being complete or not being as accomplished as it could be?
No.
No?
No.
So there's no factor that I would incorporate less separation with non-incarnated states of being?
That question is somewhat convoluted, for it is not that you do not or cannot generate less separation with yourself as a focus, as a physical focus, and non-physical expressions, or even other dimensional expressions. It is not that you are not fully integrated, so to speak, in your focus. It is that you have allowed somewhat less separation of the hold of identity of your individual focus with the vastness of essence.
Is this characteristic of Minume?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
Not in the capacity that you are expressing.
Okay.
Yes, it would be characteristic of Milume that there would be less separation in some capacities. Generally speaking, there is somewhat of less of a separation within your physical environment. Generally speaking, a quality of the Milume would be a strong connection to whatever is within your environment, which would be connecting to your world, to all of the manifestations in your world, and generating more of an awareness of your connection to them, not feeling entirely separated from your world. Some individuals, perhaps many, may also extend that lessening of separation in association with non-physical aspects and essence, but that would not necessarily be limited to the Millie Mae.
Okay, that's good. I understand that. Speaking of Millie Mae, you know, I sometimes get the impression that I'm desiring to be Millie Mae and Zooey at the same time.
This is not unusual for either the Millie Mae or the Zooey in alignment or in belonging to. These two families incorporate qualities that are in some respects parallel counterparts. They complement each other very strongly, and in that it is not unusual for an individual that is belonging or aligning to either of these families to also generate significant connections or to express qualities of the other family in more obvious manners. Now, as I have expressed many times, you all incorporate qualities of all of the essence families. And at times you express some qualities of other families more strongly than in other times. But with these two families in particular, there is a very strong complement. And therefore, it is not unusual for the complementary qualities to be expressed more overtly in conjunction with the other family.
Would it be possible, like, I think that we can change the alignment of a family within the span of a focus, right?
You can, generally speaking, you do not,
okay.
But it is possible.
So it would be even harder to go back and forth between the two in one focus, in the capacity of aligning.
In aligning, it would not necessarily be necessary, for you can express the qualities of both. Therefore, it is not necessary to fluctuate, which could be overwhelming.
Yeah.
For in expressing one family as an alignment, you can explore and express the qualities of another family and not necessarily alter your alignment.
Yes, I understand that. That's good. My friend Sylvain Patrin, who is aligning Zooey in this focus, do we hold an agreement at some level to accomplish a project in this lifetime?
Be more specific.
Do we hold an agreement, maybe at the level of essence, if I can call it level, but do we hold an agreement to be participating in projects in this focus, like a sharing a life mission, sort of, so to speak?
That is within your pool of probabilities.
Okay. Not definite.
Let me express to you, my friend.
Yes.
You all enter into physical manifestation with what I have termed to be a pool of probabilities. These are not absolutes. They are potentials.
Right.
And they are always open to change. In this, They are general potentials that you perhaps generate an interest in as essence in a particular focus, and will generally be associated with your intent in some capacity. But in that, you always incorporate the factor of choice, and there is always the possibility that you can generate choices outside of your pool of probabilities.
At any time.
Correct. And in that, alter your course in some dramatic manner. In this, as always, I'm reluctant to express in these types of manners in relation to agreements or what these potentials may or may not be, for that creates an association of predestined or fate. Which is not what occurs. You generate choices in each moment, and you generate probabilities in each moment. They are not lying before you, ahead of you, waiting for you to choose them. They are chosen in the moment and created in the moment. There are potentials, but those potentials are variable, for depending on what you choose in any moment, that can alter what potentials you may incorporate in your pool of probabilities. Therefore, I can express, yes, within your pool of probabilities, those are potentials. Whether you will enact them or not is your choice.
Okay. I feel I've moved in and out of probabilities within the last couple of years, you know, many times. Like, at one point I was thinking about trying to go teach English in Japan, and then I start, you know, noticing occurrences related to Japan, like this Japanese woman that I crossed, and then she waved and smiled and said hello, or announcements on the radio about going to teach English abroad. And then another time I was considering, you know, making a road trip to California, and then I started seeing California plates on cars in Montreal. And so would you agree that I've sort of like wavered between different probabilities in the last couple of years, but not making any definite choices?
Oh, you have been making choices. But I would express to you, what you do is you present yourself with possibilities and curiosities and ideas, and you present imagery to yourself in relation to those possible directions, which allows you to evaluate whether you actually want to engage that action or not, and what you are comfortable with and what you are not. And also, it is offering you an opportunity in imagery to evaluate what genuinely holds your attention and sparks your curiosity, and your sense of exploration and what does not. What may spark a curiosity temporarily, but does not necessarily hold your attention.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
And in that, what may be potentially interesting to you, but whether it actually is interesting enough to hold your attention.
2 years ago, I had a dream where, and that was around the time where I was very interested in going to Egypt, and I had this dream at one point where I was boarding a plane going to Egypt, and then before the plane took off, there's a man that comes inside and said, oh, you know, you're all going to have to get out of the plane, there's a new document that you need to be able to go to Egypt, and none of you are going to be able to get it in time for this flight, so we're all going to transfer your ticket to go to Disney World, and that's it for now. So, and everybody was happy to go to Disney World, but to me it was catastrophic. I didn't want to go there. I wanted to go to Egypt. And did that dream happen at a time where the probability of going to Egypt just sort of faded out of potential for that time?
Yes, and it also is significant in the imagery of the draw to Egypt being more serious and being more instructional and in the direction.
To me, Egypt is a symbol as a significant as something more, we can say serious, but also significant than going to Disney World, which to me is more like frivolous or, you know, just diverting,
It was imagery concerning instructional versus fun.
So I chose the fun.
Yes, which is significant.
Oh.
For Adam, it is also significant that you were reluctant to move in the direction of the fun.
Yeah, I thought it would be a waste. In the energy of the dream, I was crying at the end because I felt suffocated by having to go to Disney World. And actually, in the dream, I choose not to go. So I stayed. It was sort of like a stalemate. Not going to Egypt, but not going to Disney World either.
I'm understanding, but this is significant imagery for you. For it is an indicator to you and information to you in association with fun and your association with fun.
Yeah.
That engaging certain actions of fun and allowing yourself to do that is frivolous and is a waste of time, which could be engaged for greater uses. But fun is a very important factor.
Maybe I could combine both.
You can.
Not having to choose between one or the other, but just incorporating both in my choices.
Yes, you can. But at that point, and I will express to you to an extent at this point also, you do generate a distinction.
I know. I still want to go to Egypt.
you generate the distinction of either or.
Yeah.
Either you generate fun, which is less attractive to you for, and you view that as unproductive.
Yeah.
Or you engage the instructional and the exploration, which you appreciate, but you do not necessarily associate that as fun.
I do associate it as meaningful and valuable, but
meaningful and valuable
specifically as fun.
Correct.
Yeah.
Meaningful and valuable, but not necessarily playful.
Right. Right.
Which it can be both, and this is an element of this imagery, and why the imagery was significant to you, and significant enough that you would present it in this conversation.
Yeah. Right.
For that,
it did stick with me. It was a good dream. And I want to talk about another dream. Last year, I had a dream where Sylvain was in it, and he was hired for... He was hired by this woman, this family, and the reason he was hired is because he was himself. He was hired for being himself, and he was being paid millions for it. So I found that funny. And in that dream, at one point, Sylvain is substituted for me, and I'm in the place that he was occupying. So I'm in this pool with these two women, and I'm being hired to be there, to be myself, and I'm being paid for it. And see, that sort of goes back to what I was talking a bit earlier, like state of being versus specific actions. You know, I'm sort of like, in a way, looking in this life, how can I generate income, or how can I sustain myself by just a state of being?
You can. I would express that this imagery is very significant.
It was, eh?
But in this, you have touched upon the very point, and that is that you can sustain yourself and generate money in being you, in doing what you want to do, in doing what you like to do, in doing what you appreciate, and in being you. I will offer a suggestion to you that you inquire of Michael, for Michael can offer you an example of an individual within this forum that does precisely that.
Okay, I will ask him. Thank you. Skipping around a bit. I guess I'm just putting aside all questions related to how much of a potential is this to happen, or how much of a potential how much of a possibility is there for something. So I guess I'll have to make my own choices.
In certain situations, my friend,
just a few seconds.
In certain situations, I can express whether a particular direction is more of a potential or less of a potential, but remembering that it is your choice.
Right. And new potential can be created whenever.
Correct.
After I spoke to to you the first time. I had a dream shortly after, a dream that was very beautiful. It was sort of like an animated cartoon, very beautiful images, a story about a horse dying. And was that dream there to inspire imagination, fantasy?
Yes.
In relation to the assignment that you gave me about imagination?
Yes. You are correct.
Okay. I thought so. Let's see. Okay, let's switch subject and maybe we'll get back to it later. I want to talk about my physical body to continue over what we discussed last time. In relation to my weight, because I want to gain some more weight, and I've noticed that by eating less food, I feel less overwhelmed, get more energy, which I think is a more favorable position to actually be gaining weight. Would you agree?
It can be, yes.
And sometimes when I'm in that state where I feel much less overwhelmed with the food, I feel like I'm almost nourishing myself by breathing.
I'm understanding.
And not sure where I want to go with this, but okay, what about, I had an experience one night where, maybe it started out as a dream, but it sort of like became something else, became very energetic. I had this experience where I became very big, very muscular. And it became so intense. I felt I was going to blow up. Was that imagery in association to how I can become forceful and so obsessed with the gaining?
Yes.
That it gets out of bound. It becomes not manageable and sort of like defeats itself.
Correct. And it is also an example of how powerful that is.
Yeah. It was powerful.
But in whatever you notice as a powerful expression of energy, there is an equally powerful complement, which would move in a different expression. Therefore, whatever you notice as being a powerful expression of energy in a negative manner, there is an equally powerful positive complement. It is merely a matter of choices and paying attention to what you are presenting to yourself and what you are actually doing.
What about my eyes? I've been wearing contact lenses for many years, and then all of a sudden I find myself not able to be wearing them because they hurt my eyes. What does that say?
And what is your impression?
aside from being obligated to wear glasses, that I don't need it?
Partially. And to listen to yourself in that, and also partially that for you It is not necessary to incorporate artificial expressions in relation to your body consciousness. Not incorporating within the actual makeup of your body consciousness. Outside elements.
I can affect of it without these gadgets.
Correct. And also paying attention to your body consciousness, listening to it, and responding to it, and recognizing that actual alterations to it directly are not necessary. Which is significant imagery to you? Even glosses are not an actual intrusion or alteration to your physical body consciousness.
Right.
But the lenses are. For they are an outside element that you are inserting into your body consciousness. For you, there is an importance that you generate of being more natural with your body consciousness and not altering artificially your body consciousness. Now, this may not hold significance for another individual, and it may not hold importance for another individual, but for you, you do generate an association in relation to your body consciousness of wanting to be interacting with it in what you assess as a more natural manner.
Yes.
Very well.
It is interesting, this interruption. Then I would be creating this in the session. Alright. Let's see. Is there to be affecting of the eyes? Naturally, which energy center, which color could I be working with?
I would express that you can incorporate the green, the pink, and the yellow.
Green, pink, yellow.
Yes.
And And
I would also pay attention to your body consciousness and what you consume.
In relation to the eyes?
Yes. Pay attention to your body consciousness.
Yeah.
And what it wants to consume. And allow yourself to be responsive.
I would attest that I pay much attention to what I eat.
I'm aware. But in this, be aware that your eyes are an element of your body consciousness. And therefore, they can communicate through your body consciousness also. What will be effective for their natural state?
Okay, I'll pay attention to that. And last time we spoke about my back, and it's much better.
Congratulations.
Much, much better. And I feel that I'm on track to have it completely healed within a few months, which I'm happy about. Sometimes I will feel the energy of discomfort in the back, but it does not hold. Would you have any suggestions about how I could accelerate that, or if it's better to just leave it at the rate that it's going now?
I would express to allow your process, for in attempting to accelerate, you may be moving yourself into familiar areas in which you begin pushing.
Yeah, forcing, yeah.
And in which you begin concentrating once again upon what you do not want.
Yeah. So this is part of the healing that is taking place with the back, right? Me not focusing on it so much?
Yes. And allowing yourself to move naturally, not placing such importance upon what you do not want and what you do not like, allowing yourself to be paying more attention to your own feeling of wellness and appreciating the time frameworks and noticing the time frameworks in which you are not generating painfulness. In this, what you are doing is you are shifting your perception. You are shifting your attention, and therefore you are shifting your perception. Rather than incorporating the importance upon what you do not like, you are paying more attention to what you do like and what you do appreciate, and therefore you are shifting your perception to be more in the direction of creating what you want rather than what you do not want.
I'm understanding this more, and it feels so good. And also, I'm also gaining an awareness of how actually damaging pushing and also opposing energy, the part that opposing energy can create in not healing.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm glad about that.
Congratulations.
What about the discomfort that I will feel at times, and lately it's been so, in the areas of the body, like the maybe the first two energy centers. This has been intermittent in the last couple of years, and for a while it was going really well. But in the last few weeks, I feel more discomfort there. And what is this related to? Because it's very hard not to focus on it.
This is associated with you and interactions. You and interactions with other individuals. In different capacities of relationships.
What do you mean, different capacities?
You incorporate many different capacities of relationships. Many different types of relationships.
Yeah.
And,
So is this regarding specific types of relationships?
No. No.
Okay.
It is regarding any type of relationship that may not be being expressed in a comfortable manner with you in any given time framework.
Is some of it related to dinner?
Partially.
I thought it might also be related to my work.
Which also incorporates relationships. When you begin to generate more of an intensity of discomfort or dissatisfaction with your interactions with other individuals, you generate an underlying association that you are dissatisfied with yourself in relation to other individuals. And that at times can create frustration. At times, you do not necessarily allow yourself to feel the frustration.
And it will show up in that way.
Yes.
I believe we are nearing the end. Maybe a few fun questions to end the session. How many focuses do I have in this dimension?
Wow,
that's more than I would think. How many in this time framework?
Six.
How many with Patin?
Ninety-one.
Do I have any focuses? I would think so. Do I have any focuses where I'm a ninja?
Yes.
More than one?
Yes.
In the focus where I am a priest in the time of Akhenaten, I would think that I'm favorable to his religious reforms.
Yes.
So I'm allied with him.
Yes.
I have many focuses where I will challenge the status quo or the official view of reality, right?
I would express approximately 2/5.
Oh, really? Okay, I would have thought more than that, but okay.
That is a considerable ratio.
Yeah. Two-fifths. Okay. And what is the essence name of Akhenaten?
I will encourage you to investigate.
Okay. Milumet.
Continue your investigation.
Okay, so I'll put aside the Akhenaten questions, eh? Okay, just a couple last quick questions. Focus color?
And your impression?
I'm not sure. I think maybe, I don't know if this would be focus or essence, maybe red?
Focus.
Red is focus, okay. And essence, and a black?
Indigo.
Indigo, okay. And a focused animal, would that be a snake?
An anaconda.
Anaconda, okay. That's a big snake, right?
Yes.
And essence animal. I'm very attracted to dolphins, but I'm not sure if that would actually be the association.
A porpoise.
I'm sorry?
A porpoise.
Porpoise?
Yes. They are quite similar to dolphins.
Okay. Okay, I think we'll stop it at that. So, thank you very much, Elias. I think we'll be speaking again at some point, and I bid you a good farewell.
Very well. And I express tremendous appreciation to you, my friend.
Thank you.
I am greatly acknowledging of you in your progress and offer tremendous encouraging energy to you.
How can I, do you ever attempt to make yourself known in my objective reality?
I am always present. It is merely a matter of you noticing and being open to noticing. I am always present. And frequently engage the opportunity to make that presence known.
Okay, I will look forward to that. I'll pay attention.
Very well.
Here.
In great lovingness to you, my dear friend, until our next meeting. Au revoir.
Au revoir.